Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and one key agenda item will be the approval of a grant request from the Sheriff's Office for just over $200,000 from Homeland Security. The money is used to provide equipment and training for law enforcement and other first responders in the county. The grants have been issued since 2006, and oversight is provided by the County Office of Emergency Services. The board is also expected to approve a request from the Sheriff's Office to distribute some $370,000 in excess asset forfeiture funds to member agencies who provide officers to staff the unit. It will take a 4/5 vote to approve, and if done, the excess money will be split equally among the Arcata, Eureka, and Fortuna police departments. Also under consideration is a proposed collaboration between County Health and Human Services, the City of Eureka, and Danco for the construction of 15 low-income studio and one-bedroom apartment units. They'll be for elders or dependent homeless adults with disabilities or serious mental illnesses. If approved, the county would be on the hook for $100,000 to be used for rental subsidies for the Eureka Lodge project. The supervisors will also consider the application of 6 people who applied to serve on the Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee. The board received a large number of applications and, through an interview process headed up by Estelle Fennell and Rex Bone, paired that list to 6. The board will decide which one of those will serve. We haven't received confirmation that Public Works Director Tom Mattson will perform a dance routine, but the board will declare the week of February 19th as Engineers Week to recognize the work and dedication that engineers with local governments provide. The Supes will also accept a $750 check from the Rotary Club of Arcata as a donation to the Healthy Moms Program, a substance abuse program for young mothers. The Board of Commissioners for the Humboldt Bay Harbor District will hold a special meeting on Thursday instead of a regularly scheduled meeting next week. And before the board decides on the election of officers for the coming year, they will swear in the newest member, appointed to serve out the remainder of Mike Wilson's term. Last week, the board appointed Stephen Coleman as the 3rd District Representative. Coleman is the Natural Resources Director for the Wyatt Tribe, and once he is in his seat, the board will discuss eelgrass management plans, and they will also get an update on the dredging process and the disposal of sediment from those dredging operations. Following the killing of Jeffrey Settler last November at his property near Laytonville, 7 people were immediately identified as suspects in his death. Detectives with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office believe the suspects attacked Settler and beat him, causing fatal injuries, and then walked off with 100 pounds of processed bud. 5 of those suspects are now in custody after the arrest last week of 27-year-old Freddie Gastel in Virginia. He is now awaiting extradition back to California. 2 local men wanted in connection with Settler's murder are still at large, and they are believed to have fled the state. The search continues for 33-year-old Laytonville resident Jesse Wells and 34-year-old Gary Cricket Blank. Anyone with information as to their whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the news was announced last week that District Attorney Investigator Kyla Baxley had received the Investigator of the Year Award from the State Sexual Assault Investigators Association, it highlighted one of the areas that DA Maggie Fleming has focused resources. Baxley was honored for her work on some of the most difficult sexual assault cases, those that involved victims of trafficking or who were assaulted while working in an underground economy.
This last week we learned that our DA investigator, Kyla Baxley, is recognized statewide by the Sexual Assault Investigators Association as the Investigator of the Year for her outstanding work. She's been involved in a number of very major sexual assault cases that she put a tremendous amount of effort into.
Fleming said that sexual assault cases are some of the most difficult to prosecute, and when you add in the factors of the black market marijuana economy and victims who fear to come forward, the work Baxley does, particularly in the relationships she forms with victims and their families, is vitally important.
Those are very difficult cases, and you have to maintain that relationship, keep that contact, and really work hard at helping that person so that they're willing ultimately when it goes to trial to come forward and sit in the chair and talk about some really disturbing, you know, events that occurred.
You can listen to District Attorney Maggie Fleming talk about the workings of the DA's office by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.